神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟您在一起。
You know, when I look at little children playing around, I enjoy them so much.
每一次我看着孩子们、小朋友们玩的时候呢，我非常的享受。
They seemingly are so innocent, but of course you know what things they can do.
他们看起来是比较幼稚的、无知的，但是你也知道他们可以做很多事。
And actually, sometimes I think we think nothing really bothers them.
有时候我们就想说那么小的孩子没有什么会让他们干扰吧
That they don't think
他们又不会想什么
Or maybe I should say they don't contemplate Things don't bother them
应该没有什么事情会去干扰他们
But you are very wrong
如果这样想的话就错了
Actually, it's in those years Many times from birth to 7 years old That our little mind The little minds of our childrenare impressionable and things come to them that last a lifetime.
事实上在这种生下来到七岁之间呢事实上是他们生命的这种印象呢是最深刻的而且呢会遗留到他们整个人生。
Actually, when we counsel or when you have a psychiatrist, we usually do begin with the childhood.
如果有人去找这种心理学家的话或心理辅导的话通常都会问起他们的童年
Because children receive little messages that gets imprinted in their minds and it lasts and it actually has an effect on their life
因为孩子们小小的心灵每一件事情的印象刻上去的时候呢他们就深深的留下来有时候影响到以后的人生
So for a few moments let us look atWhat may be imprinted on a child's mind about himself?
那我们也来谈一谈到底在这段时间呢关于他们自己呢会留下些什么痕迹
Could it be, I can't do anything right?
有时候留下来的印象是我什么都做不好
You see, they've been told this. You can't do anything right.Until it's become impressed upon their mind.
因为有常常会听到由父母或别人来的评语就是呢你什么都做不好一直到他们相信自己就是这样子。
Maybe they hear, you're never as good as your brother.
有时候他们听到的是你跟你哥哥比不上。
Maybe they hear the fact that they're really very stupid. It seems like they can never study well.
有时候呢听到的信息是呢你很没有用很没有出息你根本成绩一点都不好。
Maybe they've heard that they're very clumsy and they're always dropping things and always making a mess.
有时候呢你听到的信息是呢你好粗心哦常常打破东西常常弄坏事情。
And so actually these are in many other different types of messages.Comes through to children, these are the ones that are really very negative.
那这些很负面的评语呢，它会进入孩子的心灵。
But on the other hand, you have those messages which are positive to them.
那当然，你有一些正面的一些信息给你的孩子。
Why you clean up your room so well?
哇，你把房间弄得好整齐。
You know, your pictures really look almost real that you draw.
你画的这些图画呢，真是像真的。
I'm so proud of how you can study.
我对于你的这种功课呢，我觉得以你为荣。
You know, as a mother, I'm proud of you because when other children are disobeying, you are so faithful to me.
有时候一个妈妈对孩子说呢， 当别人都很顽皮的时候呢，你却很听话，我觉得你很乖。
What, you know, you and your brother, why, you're as close. It's so wonderful that you are friends.
有时候孩子会听到说呢，啊，他跟他的兄弟姐妹呢相处得非常好，相亲相爱。
So you see, they are getting positive messages.
这些都是属于正面的一些信息。
Which will affect their inner person, which we call inner child.
那这一些话一样的也会影响深刻在他们的里面的那个我的那个心灵里面。
The true person that we really are.
那这个部分呢，这个生留下来的这个部分呢，就是我真正的这个我。
But then there's other messages that you get as you go along life that make such an impression upon you.
当我们长大之后，一样的，我们也会听到一些信息会放到我们心里面来。
Maybe you have a friend that says, you know, women have to work all the time and they're never appreciated.
有时候呢，有一些妇女她们就这样说，我们呢，整天的工作，劳碌，然后呢，根本没有人会感谢我们。
Maybe as a man as well as a woman, you've heard, I must not show my emotions.
那有的男人呢，他就啊，从别的男人得到一个信息说呢，我身为一个男孩子呢，不要太表达我的感受。
And maybe you've heard...And if you decided, I can never really express myself well.
有时候呢，你会自己决定，想说呢，我这个人呢，就是不会表达的人。
As I said before, we get these messages all down through our life, but mostly, I would say, in our younger years and in our teen years.
那我说过啊，当然我们一生当中会有一些信息会啊，深放到我们的心灵里面，但是呢，在小时候啊，青少年时候呢，特别的深刻。
Often you hear in the conversation between your mother and father or between your friends, you know, you can never trust anybody.
有时候呢，你听到父母亲他们在谈呢，就说呢，啊，从来人是不可信任的。
Sometimes you'll hear someone say, me, I'm just going to live for number one. I'm going to do for myself alone.
有时候你听到别人就说呢，我就靠我自己，我自己可以做的。
Then others may say, and you hear them saying this, all they want is what they can get out of me.
然后你也会听到一种信息，就是呢，啊，其实呢，别人都是跟我要，都是只要要我的，不是给我。
You see, actually, all of these things that you're taking in to your inner man is a great tragedy to your life.
如果你把这些听到的消息都完全的放到你心里面去的话，会对你的生命产生一些伤害。
You see, God gave us a wonderful design personality, but we, with all of these things that come through, we never get a chance to develop it.
事实上，神造人的时候给我们啊，每一个人很特别的这种个别的个性跟特性。如果我们听了一大堆这些外面的负面的消息的话，那我们根本没有给自己机会可以去发展。
In some areas, you never grow.
那某一些地方呢，你就没有办法成长。
Your talents aren't developed because you feel like you can't do anything.
因为呢，你一直想说我不能做什么，所以呢，即使你有这种才能，也没有办法发挥。
So your true self is really denied you.
所以等于说呢，你的这个真正的自己呢，是在否认你自己。
We create a false.Picture of ourselves.
我们把自己呢，好像啊，塑造了一个错误的一个形象。
Or we make an ideal picture that we wish we were like, and try to think we're like that.
或是呢，我们就为自己塑造了一个理想性的，希望自己是这样子的形象。
You see, this is self-destructive to us.
那这是一种自我摧毁。
Emotionally, it's very bad. It damages us.
情绪上也是一种伤害。
And we really need to have healing over these things.
这些的话都需要被医治的。
You may say, well, what are you talking about?
或许你会想说，到底你要谈什么呢？
You see, when we were created by God, we had, our little minds were all clear, pure,And it was as we developed that these things began to be a part of us. And in doing that, it changed the inner man, the, what we call the, today, the child in us.
本来神造我们的生命的时候呢，一开始是很 啊，纯全的，里面是非常的单纯的，而且是很好、很完美的。但是呢，这一些从外面来的一些负面的，或者是属于不健康的一些印象呢，一进来的时候呢，就深深的存在我们的真正的里面呢，就把我们整个都扭曲了。
Let me give you an example. Suppose now that you should have been an orator. You really have the talent for it.
我给你一个例子，比如说呢，你很有这种艺术家的才气。
But people have made fun of you and say you don't know how to express yourself as a child and may have made you feel very inferior. So that part of your creative person would never be developed.
但是呢，因为你常听到别人说你怎么那么不会表达，所以呢，你就想说我没有办法表达。那这样的话可能就压抑了或者是抑制了你那个啊非常有才气的那个部分去发挥。
You see, that inner child, is where you feel deeply about things.
所谓的这种里面的这个孩子，也就是自我，真正的自我呢，才是真正的你的那种很深的感受。
Where your needs are deep.
而且呢，那里的需要是很深刻，很深深的需要的。
And you love deeply.
而且在那里呢，也是爱的一个真正的中心。
That's where all of that springs from as we get older.
那当你越来越长大的时候呢，就从那里来啊展现出来。
But instead, your inner child consists of feelings that are not good, they're not right, they're not helpful.
但本来这个里面应该是有很多爱，储存很多很美的这种那个真正的我的那个地方呢，现在所得到的是负面的消息，所以呢，反而呢出来一个不健康的发展。
Your natural talents may have been broken.
你的那种自然的本来的才气天赋呢，可能就这样子就毁掉了。
Your creativity would have been lost.
你的创意力呢也流失了。
You see, all of this makes up your personality.
那这一些呢，都在养成你的个性。
Now, as I said before, you begin then to work on something that will not show the real you because you're ashamed of some of it.
之后，你反而往一个方向在发展，就是呢，不是你本来有的。因为呢，你对于你自己原来那个我，那里面那个真正的我呢，觉得羞耻，所以你就反而往另外一个方向去发展。
So you create a false image that others see of you.
等于说，你就塑造了一个错误的自我，而且是被人家看到这个是处于错误的。
For some, it's like you turn against the world. You don't want to talk.
那有些人呢？他们没有这样做，他们反而呢，就好像把自己啊隔离出来，都不想跟外面的世界来接触。
So you keep quiet, so they don't know the real you.
你非常的沉默，好让别人不能发觉你真正的你是谁。
And sometimes people make a super image of themselves.
有时候我们会为自己塑造一个超人的形象。
You see, the super you is that false idealisticimage you want to show because you don't feel people love you, so you have to work at making people love you and approve you.
那个超人的形象呢，是因为我们本身不喜欢我们原来的自己，所以就塑造一个理想中自我的形象，好让别人来印证肯定我们自己。
Have you seen some women that are so very sweet?
有没有看到有一些妇女呢特别的甜
Now there are really some that are that way because the image has been good that they have gotten. But there's others that this is really just a put on.
当然有的人是自然的他的本性就这么的甜但是呢也有一些人呢为了要塑造一个超人的形象就让自己成为这个样子。
So you see, we have to be our real self.Would be to show people who we really are.
最好的是我们能够回到自己原来的自己，而且呢，也敢敞开在人家面前，让人家看到到底我是谁。
For many people, that's not easy.
对有些人是不容易的。
I want to talk to you, and the fact is that we really have three images or three faces that we show.
事实上当我们、在生活当中呢我们展现了三个我。
Now, when we are out, the super person is really going to take over.
当我们在外面的时候公共场合的时候呢那个所谓的理想中的超然的那个我呢会展现的比较多。
The one that wants to be so competent.
表现出来的是很能干的我。
The one that wants to be so nice that people like them.
而且呢是一个对人很仁慈让别人喜欢的我。
The one who knows how to talk well and wants to talk well.
而且呢也是表现出那个可以讲话讲得很好听的那个我。
We show a pretty nice face to those in our office, on the street, in the store. That's our face that we try to show as our super face many times.
当我们在工作的办公室之间或者去外面街上或者是、跟人对话我们就会把这个理想中超然的这个超人形象呢会展现出来。
And then we go home and close our door.
当你回家门关起来之后
we show another side of our face.
你就展现了另外一个脸孔一个我
We show one that complaining
抱怨
We show one that is argumentative
争执
We show one that really doesn't take much interest in the family
在家里面很冷淡一点都没有热诚
We show maybe a very selfish face
自私的脸孔
We're just relaxed because we're home and、we just sort of let ourselves go
因为在家所以就很放松就让自己很松很疏松的来表现自己
And so therefore、some of that childishness in us comes out
在家里这个脸孔呢也就是里面啊、那种孩子气的这样的一个我表现出来了
In fact, much of the real person might come out if a person doesn'thold control of themselves.
如果我们没有这种自制能力的话那种里面那个孩子的我真正的我呢也会在这方面会暴露出来的。
Then we come to the third face.
之后呢我们来看第三个脸孔。
This is the real you.
这是真正的你。
That child in you.
那种孩子的你。
What you really are.
真正到底你是谁的那个你
Other people don't know this usually.
别人是不会知道的
Once in a while you might find somebody that you can confide this to, but not often.
偶尔你会稍微这样子暴露一下、碰到哪一个你觉得比较知心的人但是呢是不常展现出来的
You may act very brave, but inside you're not.
有时候你外面呢表现的你很勇敢事实上里面不是勇敢的
You may try to feel very confident of yourself But inside you don't feel that way
外面你表现的很有自信心可是呢事实上真正的你不这样子觉得
You might try to appear as one who has all the answers But inside you don't feel that way
你表现出来好像你什么都知道你都有答案事实上里面你是很不确定的
And many, many peopleare having a war with that one inside of them.
有很多人在这种外面的我跟那真正里面的我有很多的挣扎。
And so now we see we have to show our super person in front of people. Other times when we get home, we allow some of the things that's in us to come out to hurt, the things that hurt us. But we need some help knowing what to do.With those things on the inside.
有时候呢我们尽很大的能力在表达那种、外面的那个就是公众脸孔那个我那个超然的那种理想的我然后呢我们也会很放松的到家里面来关起门来然后呢暴露我们的一些心理的感受但是呢真正需要帮助的真正需要改进的是那里面的真正的我
Now we come to a place where we have to face the inner you.
到一个地步呢，我们要来面对一个真正的你。
And see what damage it has done to you.
到底那个真正里面的你有多少的伤害？
Because it keeps you from developing into adulthood.
因为会阻碍到你发展成一个成人。
You see, at all stages, and I've gone over about the stages, the psychological stages, but all stages, children must be loved, cared for, affirmed about your love, and guided in order to develop into a mature person.
我曾经提过人生的每一个阶段的他的发展的需要，那在特别是孩子的时候呢，每一个过程呢，都需要有很强的很重要的这些因素，包括爱或者是关怀，这些呢来帮助我们成长。
Adulthood and maturity does not go by our age.
成熟或者是成为一个成人呢，不见得跟着你的年纪来发展。
For many, when we reach the age of adult, we are actually childrenTrapped in an adult body.
很多人呢，即使他们年纪已经大到成为一个成人了，可是呢，他们里面藏着的呢，却是一个孩子。
I'm going to show you and tell you some of the things, the common behaviors for those who really are adults who have not grown up yet.
那我要来跟你讲几项比较通常的就是属于这种成人的小孩子的一些现象和行为。
You see, we become incapable of building and maintaining meaningful and intimate relationships.
这样的人呢，会变成在这种关系上面，能够建立亲近的关系上面呢，会变成无力感。
We just don't know how to keep it going.
不晓得该怎么办。
We don't know what are the elements in it.
到底有什么需要去发展。
And sometimes we marry a son more than a husband or marry a daughter more than we marry a wife.
所以以至于呢就变成在婚姻里面呢好像嫁了一个儿子或者是娶了一个女儿一样。
You see,For those of that's like this, they find it difficult to trust themselves or even to trust others.
那这些不成熟的成人呢，是很难信任别人或信任自己的。
You see, many, many times, they do not possess the skills or vocabulary necessary to have a healthy communication or healthy feelings. So they don't know how to do it.
因为他们没有那种健康的感受健全的这种心灵呢所以呢他们所讲话的用词他们沟通的这种技巧呢就变得不纯熟了就没有能力了
These are the kind of people that they can't express their feelings
所以他们呢这种不成熟的成人呢没有办法表达自己
They don't even know what they prefer
有时候他们连自己喜欢什么都不知道
They have very little ideas
很少理想
And actually, they don't even know what they need.
他们也不知道自己需要什么。
It's like a child.
像个孩子一样。
Then, as an adult, we find out is this childishness in us. We do not know how to manage the stresses of life.
一个不成熟的成人，没有成熟度的成人的话，也不晓得该怎么样处理这个人生里面的压力。
They cannot play. They haven't learned.They haven't actually learned fair play or being able to win or fearful that they can't win.
有时候呢参与这个竞赛呢就没有那种能力因为呢好像输不起一样也怕自己赢不了。
They don't know how to relax or rest because they're constantly that turmoil of trying to keep either the super self or trying to keep ourselves so that others don't know.
因为他们本身呢这种要维持那个这种超人的形象呢所以呢没有办法放松也没有办法安息。
Now let me say this. Many times you do not know the battle that's going on inside of you.You're not aware of these areas where you are lacking, but they are there. It's wonderful. That's what I want to try to help. You to see that if you're there, try to find out why. Why do I feel that way? Do I really feel that way?
我要提醒的是，很多时候呢，事实上我们不知道我们里面有这些挣扎，有这种感受。那我是要告诉你，让你有一个警觉，然后呢，去追究说到底为什么我有这种想法，我有这样的一个里面的挣扎。
You see, these adult children, they resist change. They're afraid of it.
大部分的这种大人，但是里面是小孩子的这种身心灵呢，他们是不喜欢改变的，他们会拒绝成长。
And they become very rigid and inflexible in their thoughts and actions. What they're going to do, they're going to do it. They're just not, they can't change.
那他们会变成很狭隘跟很没有弹性，他们会一定要按着自己的想法，一定要这样做。
You see, they don't know how.How or where to seek help or to offer to help others either. They would like to sometimes, but they just don't know how to reach out.
他们有时候呢就是没有办法也没有能力去向外面求援，也不晓得该怎么样去帮助人家，因为他们没有办法去触摸到外面。
They don't know how to handle adult responsibilities and relationships. And many times a husband will make their wives do this, or the wives will make their husbands do these things.
所以他们这样的一个情况呢，很难去面对或处理这种人跟人之间的责任跟关系。所以呢，以至于这个先生呢，就会让太太去做他该做的，或者太太会让先生去做他该做的。
Often they feel like they don't belong anywhere.
他们常常会觉得他们没有归属感，没有属于谁或属于哪里。
And this really hurts my heart.
这个是让我心里很沉痛的地方。
Because there's so many things in life that they can do.
那事实上呢，这些人呢，他们可以在人生里面呢做很多事。
But because of these thoughts that mire their self, their inner self, they just don't have any feelings of ability.Or knowing how to do it, or where to do it, or when to do it, and they feel like they just don't belong.
只因为心里面这种真正的这个孩子的这个自我呢，有那种不对的感受，以至于呢，他们不晓得什么时候或在哪里该做什么，所以就因为这样子，就好像他们不属于哪里，也不属于谁。
At times, they have a great difficulty in getting a belief system.And their morals, what they truly believe, or what their values are.
最难的是他们很难有一种信念，关于道德伦理方面的真正的价值观的那种信念。
And then there's some of them that have a strong need to be in control.
然后因为这样呢，也有一种需要，好像想要全部的来掌控。
They may have felt they've been pushed aside and looked down on, and now they're going to be in control.
因为以前的感受是自己被忽略了，被冷落了，所以现在呢，想自己完全的来掌管。
These are the people who will start a project, but never can get it finished.
这样的人的话，很容易就开始一个他的计划，他的理想，但是呢，以后就没有完成。
They'll start some project in the house, fixing it, but they never get it finished.
比如说呢，在家里面开始做一件事情呢，但是呢，就是没有把它完成。
You might say, do I have to live like that for all my life?
或许你有个问题说，我就这样子过一辈子吗？
No, as you find out in these areas where you lack, you begin to work on them.
不需要这样过，只要你察觉到你是这样的话，在哪一方面你需要改进，你好好的去努力。
Maybe some other time I can speak to you about that.
在另外一个节目中，我再继续的跟你来分享。
But I know in my life, it was Jesus Christ that helped me change some of those problems.
但是在我自己的经验里面呢，是主耶稣来改变，而且来帮助我这些里面的问题。
I would invite you to him.
我要邀请你来认识主耶稣。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄十三 之40号信箱，台湾高雄13之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。